96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We only have 2 days until the end of the year, but that's plenty of time to reduce the amount of money you could owe Uncle Sam next April during tax time. What can you do? How can you do it? Teddy Prelo, Teddy the Tax Man, joins us with his year-end tax tips. And as always, he can answer any of your tax-related questions. So give us a call. Lines are open right now at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. And as always, we'll take as many of your questions as we can. So certainly give us a call. Teddy, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, other than being stuck out on Interstate 83 early today with a shredded tire.
Well, see, knowing you,
and you know what? I could have stuck my leg out and somebody would have stopped if my leg looked like yours.
Yeah,
my
certainly.
Leg looked like mine. So,
no, that's right. But my hand certainly isn't as good as you, but as good as yours. But certainly you would find out a way to deduct that tire as a business expense.
I'm working on it.
I know you're working on it. Well, Teddy, I'm glad to know that you are safe and that you don't and that you're not at any danger out there on the highway. So let's get to it. Got a lot of questions for you, and certainly our listeners do as well. As I always ask you when you're on the program, is there anything new for 2016 that we need to know before the end of 2015?
For 2016, the mileage rate has changed. And you know what? I really didn't think about this, but because the cost of oil has gone down, the mileage rates have gone down. They haven't gone up. They have gone down. So make sure that your planning is complete. Make sure that you discuss this with your employer if your employer reimburses your mileage. Do all of that as early in the year as you possibly can.
When you say has gone down, from what to what?
Yeah, it was 55.5 cents per mile. And I don't think, I'm not sure whether they'll make one more adjustment before the year is over.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they changed it to 50, and I'll double check that. It's just that a lot of times at this time of the year, they will make that one last change. They will make that one last adjustment, you know, and a lot of times it is before December or no later than December 31st, but sometimes they'll come back and do it in January. So,
and you're talking about, and you're talking about Congress here.
Yeah.
And you're talking about Congress, or are you talking about the IRS?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we always get to this point in the year where things are late, things are delayed, things are decided a little later than we anticipated, and those adjustments will come about. I am going to my tax conference in January. I always choose that one because sometimes at the last minute these things change.
Mm-hmm. As always, we see long lines at Goodwill, Salvation Army for clothing donations. And, you know, clothing donations, not only are they great to, you know, perhaps help those who are less fortunate, but they are great deductions. But talk to me about some of the mistakes that people make make these donations.
This is what happens. Folks will give away a bag of clothing, and they'll say, you know what, Teddy, just make it $50.
Mm-hmm.
Just make it $25. But I've shown people for probably 18 years now where they are really cheating themselves because the IRS has an accepted fair market value for just about any article of clothing. And what you want to do is, I know we only have a few days left before the end of the year, but talk to your tax advisor. See if you can obtain a list from him. If you cannot, just send me an email, Teddy at HVRetirement, with an S on it, .com, and I will be glad to send you that list. I really don't want folks to end up in the lines for Goodwill on December 31st, but, you know, if you have to, you have to. Let's just not do this again next year.
What kind of things do they forget to do? I know that you always suggest that they make a list of the specific donations, the clothing donations.
Yes, sir. Make a list of what is donated, an item of what is donated. So when you go to your tax advisor, as far as charitable deductions are concerned, you're going to have two things. You're going to have the list that you created saying, okay, I gave 5 shirts, 10 men's suits, and the total value was this. You're going to have that list. You're also going to have the list that whatever nonprofit organization you donated it to will give you. So there'll be a receipt from the nonprofit organization, and then there'll be that list that you created. I want to say this. The nonprofit organization is not responsible for telling you the value of the articles of clothing or your household appliances or anything like that is or are.
Okay.
They are not responsible for telling you the value of those items. You are responsible. And so if the IRS calls you in for an audit, you have to prove that this is what you gave, and this right here is the entity to which you gave.
All right. Let me go to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking to Teddy, the tax man. He's going to help you save money before the end of the year, only 2 days left. But he also has plenty of answers for your other tax-related questions. Vernon, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Vernon. What's on your mind? Vernon, are you there? Vernon, I think we lost you. Give us a call back if you can, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk about some other things that people need to be aware of before the end of the year when you're talking about deductions or ways to keep a little bit more money in your pocket.
Yeah, okay. Here's one. I discussed this with my wife. Just the other day, my wife is a pastor, and she explained this to the congregation. And here it is. If you have charitable donations, and, you know, in terms of cash or check, money order, whatever the case may be, if you have charitable donations that you want to include, more charitable donations that you want to include in your 2015 tax return, here you go. You can actually mail those donations. You can mail that check, that money order, on December 31st, dated December 31st, and even if the entity doesn't receive it for a week and a half, 2 weeks, it doesn't matter. You get to deduct it on 2015.
Wow.
I mean, if you were going to make that contribution anyway, sometime in the really near future, like for instance, you know, we pay tithes and offerings and things like that. How about this? How about paying your tithes and offering for this coming Sunday this year? Put it in the mail. Put it in the mail, date it no later than December 31st. And guess what? That's a deduction on your 2015 tax return. So you killed a couple of birds with one stone. You paid your tithes and offerings for this coming Sunday, and you've gotten an extra deduction on your 2015 tax return. You can't beat that with a baseball bat.
You really can't. Let me go back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Vernon, calling from D.C. What's on your mind, Vernon?
Yes, I'm an independent Uber driver, and I wanted to know what type of deduction can I take on my taxes, because I had to pay taxes on the money that I made this year.
Great, Vernon. Yep. Okay, here you go. Your mileage is deductible, and I'm hopeful that you've been tracking your mileage since day one. So your mileage, that's a big one. But you want to claim your mileage, or you want to claim the actual expenses. That's the gas, that's the maintenance, that's the oil changes, that's the tires and things like that. Or you want to claim depreciation. And when you tell your tax advisor that I said that, he'll understand. He or she will understand exactly where you're coming from. Also, if you have clients, if you have prospective clients whom you want to take out, why not take them out now or tomorrow or on the 31st and deduct those expenses right now? It's a legitimate expense because you're going to take those clients or those prospective clients or whomever to dinner or to the New Year's Eve party. You're going to pay for those expenses. You're going to incur them in 2015. You're going to write them off in 2015. That's what you want to do. And you know, Harold, I always get a little bit of flack from my small business owners. They say, oh, you know, you don't give us love. You don't give us love. Well, I'm giving you love right now.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to, if you have an attorney fee you need to pay, pay it.
Pay
you
it, yeah.
Supplies. If you have repairs that you need to make, go ahead and pay all of those in 2015. I'm going to tell you what not to accelerate. Do not expect to pay your rent for January right now and deduct it on your 2015 tax return.
Okay.
Do not. That's against the law. If you pay your January rent in 2015, you can't even include it in 2015. You have to include it in 2016. And let me do this last thing. Inventory. People say, okay, I'm going to buy this. I can deduct on my tax return. Talk about the small business owners. No, if you buy inventory right now, you're making a big mistake.
Quickly, you know why? Why is that?
Because you're going to pay taxes on your inventory. That is why you see so many different car dealers on television saying, hey, end of year sale, end of year. They're trying to get rid of their inventory.
I see.
Because the lower their inventory, the lesser their tax liability. So once again, if you're a small business owner, unless you really, really have to buy that inventory, unless you have some great big pending sales, do not buy that inventory until January 1st or later.
All right.
So inventory and rent are the two things to stay away from buying in advance.
Well, Vernon, I'll be safe out there. Thank you for your phone call. Back to the phone lines, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Talking to Teddy the Tax Man. Let's go to Wylinia. Help me with your name. That's a musical name.
Wylinia,
there you go. Wylinia. Okay, Wylinia from Capitol Heights, what's on your mind?
I wanted to know, my husband is disabled, and can I claim him on my taxes?
Yeah, if you are still married, you do not want to claim him as a dependent. Rather, you want to file a married filing joint tax return. That's the proper way to do it. You'll still get you'll still get the personal exemption for him, which is the same thing. And married filing jointly is going to give you a better tax rate, more than likely, because I'm assuming he only has disability income. That's going to do you very, very well. So do a married filing joint tax return as opposed to a single return or a head of household return and claiming him as a dependent.
Okay. Now, one more thing. Now, he owes taxes too, so child support. So would I still do that as a filing jointly thing?
Yes, I recommend that you file the joint tax return, and you want to file the injured spouse form with your federal and the state. A lot of people don't realize that most states have that injured spouse form. You want to file that, and chances are, I'll bet you any amount of money, you will get 100% of your refund. Otherwise, since he owes child support, they are definitely going to snatch it.
Okay. Wylinia, thank you so much for your phone call. Talking to Teddy the Tax Man, we will continue to take phone calls after 7:30. Just a quick reminder, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Bernetta from Waldorf, what's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
Doing just fine.
The question goes back to the Uber drivers. You know, it's a lot of us that's out here doing Uber. And my question is, I set up an account with the IRS to pay them every 3 months for my income with Uber. But I'm trying to find out the other expenses that we have with Uber, as far as, like you said, gas mileage, keeping the cars up and running correctly and that nature on our deductions. If we're, I kept some gas receipts, but not all, how can we do that? I'm trying
okay.
to get.
I know what you're trying to ask. I know what you're trying yes. to ask. I'll ask the question for you. All right. So what is deductible? Is it depreciation? Is it mileage? Is it the actual expenses? It's
right.
either or. So it's either all of the expenses that you incur for the vehicle, or it's your mileage, or it's depreciation. So
correct.
If you just and you want to make that decision when you file your first tax return, talk to your tax advisor. You want to make the decision when you file your first tax return, because more than likely that is the option that you're going to choose from that point on. Okay. So, but either way, you absolutely must keep track of your mileage. No matter which one of those you decide to use, you must keep track of your mileage.
Okay.
I've kind of been keeping track of the mileage on the vehicles because I actually drive two different vehicles. So would that make a difference?
Yes, it would. And look, let me ask you something.
Well, don't ask her yet.
Don't ask her,
Teddy. Don't ask her yet. Brunetta, I need you to hold on because that's an important question. We don't want to get you all jacked up with Uncle Sam. So just stay with us. Victor from Woodbridge, Victoria from Upper Marlboro, we are also going to talk to you. Please stay on the line. Line is still open, 202-319-7810. Getting your tax questions answered. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown on 96.3 WHUR is next. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3.